Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody. Welcome live from Chicago. It is the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things sports, medicine, fitness, and wellness. Brought to you by Global Schoolwear, school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, Hurdle Apparel, high-tech socks, LER, Lower Extremity Review, and MVP Parent Magazines, UK Health Radio. Happy Mental Health Month, everybody. We've got a great doubleheader, Sheila Thielen. She's the founder of Vestibular Training Products for Athletes. She is a master figure skating coach, and she's back for her numerous return. Then Dr. Sarah McCaud, she's a clinical psychologist. She's an addiction and codependency specialist and prominent author and YouTuber joins me. Then the sports doctor's in, a little Dr. Bob Wisdom, some emails. Sheila Thielen, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Oh, thank you. I'm so excited. A return guest. I'm all excited.
Give us, Sheila, some quickie background from your world of figure skating and now getting involved dramatically into this whole vestibular training concept.
So it all starts from being a coach that's aware and alert and observant. And we discovered that our athletes, which we really hadn't put together, didn't get dizzy. So you can take a figure skater and spin her 100 times, and they don't get dizzy. So we started applying it to more and more sports and to the general public. And boy, what an adventure this has been the last 4 years of really coming into all the pro sports and to bigger and bigger groups and the military.
Now, the concept, and I think we were just talking, I think you launched vestibular training products on the Sports Doctor 8 or 9 appearances ago, give or take a little bit. The term vestibular training, balance, stability, motion in space, et cetera, ends up being such a big deal in the world, whether it's preventing falling or doing a quad jump or changing direction. What are the concepts as you see them if you're going to be defining for me the vestibular training?
So really it's that deep inner ear, that vestibular system. You know, it's right kind of behind your eardrum, connects to the cochlea, and it's your entire balance system. And when it works great, boy, you're on fire. When it doesn't work well, your world is upside down, and that's the vertigo and the dizziness and the struggles of aging.
So the point is the preventative side, the proactive side. I know, I don't know how many shows ago we were excited about, because the world of weightlessness and NASA, I thought we could be very interested in what you were doing in these areas, or this tremendous attention to fall prevention, but the idea of training these systems, isn't that interesting with the fact of the world of figure skating and and you're incorporating the spinning as the real part of the training? That's what it's all about, isn't it?
Absolutely. But everyone can benefit from this. Everyone that has a brain can really improve. And the four biggest things of vestibular, we talk about balance, we talk about cognitive processing skill, we talk about non-spatial disorientation, and sleep. Will your life get better if you can sleep better, or if I improve your balance, or get your brain to move faster, or safer driving for my mom who's turning 80 soon, you know, to be better aware of what's going on around her? Like, these are all key factors that everyone can benefit from.
Right, let alone coming down from a rebound or changing direction on the dime in tennis or coming
Absolutely.
Down from a jump. In figure skating, I was fascinated by that fact that that was one of the observations that you noticed, which was the fact that these skaters, And again, my poster boy is the 2010 Men Olympic gold medalist, Evan Lysacek. He was 10 years old when I put orthotics in his skates. And I think from you was, you know, Magic Bella Rose, this little 11-year-old, whatever she is.
Oh, she's so good.
And, you know, how those systems, again, of balance and stability, have become such a big deal in high performance. How's been the reception of the medical world in your experience, Sheila? Because, again, I don't think 10 years ago most people aware didn't know how to spell the word, although inner ear made a lot of sense. Try balancing on one foot, everybody.
Right. So it's, you know, we just keep going and doing better and cooler and cooler projects as we go. Like, it's really exciting. Actually, you're going to love this one. We're actually having school districts contact us to put in neuro labs within the school systems. Imagine classes going down to a neuro lab, much less kids being sent down as needed, much less a kid that could check themselves in. Look at the opportunities that we really hope to help change the
program. Oh, yeah, getting into the school systems is such a big deal. You know, one of my frequent guests, Teresa Power, who is the founder of International Kids Yoga Day, where there's dozens of countries taking part. Again, the idea is getting these kids involved in the physical and mental sides of exercise, including something like yoga. But, you know, good luck getting into the school system. I'm excited that you're getting that kind of feedback because, again, there's no downside to this. And when you're talking cognitive ability and attention and awareness physically and mentally, that's a big deal.
Well, and especially with kids growing up on screens all day long.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. I saw a video of some little toddler taking a nap, but its hand and thumb was like holding an invisible phone, and the child was like scrolling with its thumb. And yeah, I was horrified. It was a toddler. Like, and I'm like, oh, no.
Yes, there's no doubt about it that this has been a new phenomenon. It's had all sorts of effects. I keep saying when I mention that, you know, good luck to us when we mention the effects, whether it's on teenagers or any of us. You know, as doctors in the past, you had to be accessible. You had to carry a pager. You needed a phone in the car, even if it was the size of a brick. But the idea of everybody being accessible has brought a tremendous mental challenge into the game. Sheila, what's the website people could find out about you and your work?
Ah, I love it. SpinYourBrain.com. Super easy.
Again?
SpinYourBrain.com.
Spin, okay.
Yeah, .com. Yep.
And it's interesting, you know. Yes, that you're in that world, and you know your colleague and other great skating coach, a guest of ours, Kim Ryan, with her Spinergy piece for a skater to be able to practice spinning. It is, you know, on floor surfaces. And when did it hit you? Were you a skater yourself?
Absolutely, and just been coaching. I call it trench warfare. I was a trench warfare coach working with 500,000 kids around the world. It was crazy.
But did you get dizzy when you were spinning?
No. It gets trained out of people. That's the magic. And really our results last, I mean, they're instant, but they last, you know, 2-3 days for most people. So they do it. They train 2-3 times a week. It's only 5 minutes. It's super easy. And then from there, at the 6 to 8 week mark, it really sticks. And I can't get you dizzy anymore.
How's the world of physical therapy connected in this regard?
It's coming. The group is coming. It keeps getting bigger and bigger. But the other group that is really leading the way, I'm going to tell you, is trainers, like in gyms. The group is super strong and really connecting neuro to sports performance. So
yes.
Really,
we put you on. Yeah, I know that you developed, even in the disability dash rehab area, the ability to include vestibular training. You came up with a system that allows somebody who might not have the super balance of a young skater that they can maybe be spinning. Speed's a variable. I guess you're going to, there's a lot of training going into people who could develop. Maybe they want to do something like this a couple times a month, like they would be getting in a massage.
Absolutely. And we've even had wonderful results with Parkinson's patients, children with autism, you know, really concussions. I do tons of work in concussions and brain injury. And it's really exciting to see everyone that's benefiting from adding vestibular.
Yes, the interesting, gigantic area concussions. I have people from all over the world in all different areas, including pink concussions, which is concussions from the female side only. It's a huge, huge area. And again, as a matter of fact, next week, one of the creators of the whole Help Our Warriors project and hyperbaric oxygen, again, for concussions. A gigantic area, and I think the challenge is educating a lot of these experts. It doesn't surprise me, these personal trainers, you know, right next to your vestibular training, they could be bouncing on the sand dune stepper.
Oh, I love sand dune. Man, they're so good. That is, but you know, so I think that when you combine my product and 5, 6, 7, 8 other fantastic companies out there, boy, what a combination, like Sand Dune Stepper and us and NeuroTracker and Maverick and DynaVision. And, you know, there's so smart fit. Oh, my gosh. Lovely companies that when you combine all of them and really kind of run it as a whole room, a neuro lab, a neuro room, we're looking at a bunch of franchise projects.
Yeah, I like the term, the neuro. Mm-hmm. It means lots of things in a lot of different directions, whether it's physical and or mentally, of course, a combination of things. And, of course, the age groups, I would imagine, are, 3 to 103.
Exactly, exactly. And that's been the incredible project that, you know, we have so many projects.
How's the world of figure skating? How's the world of figure skating tap into this, Sheila?
Look at those girls. I know, but, like, you know, we have two boys that can do quad axles now.
Scary.
The biomechanics people told us it wasn't possible, told us it was impossible, that in 0.73 seconds, these kids take off of 1 foot, land on the other, and turn 4 1/4 turns.
Incredible.
In 0.73 seconds.
And that's with the orthotics in those skates.
Yeah, absolutely.
That addition, alignment, again, and it's interesting how, again, the world of figure skating has been such an innovator. Again, working all those years ago, the great Candy Brown Burek and some of these other coaches, again, seeing some of these young champions growing up. And these skaters, they were into visualization decades ago.
They we're leading the group here.
Yes, you really have. And, of course, some of the greatest athletes we've ever seen. And, again, you know, there's a chapter in my book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, and it's called the prodigy sports. Again, you could think figure skating, think gymnastics, ballet, although soccer and tennis is running right up. Where you have 10, 11, 12-year-olds, we want these kids to play lots of sports. That's great, unless you sports figure skating. And then we see that we want to specialize very, very early. So getting these kids prepared as best we can to prevent problems as the demands on the body. Again, when we think of the great women champions, the Peggy Flemings and the Dorothy Hamill, none of them did triples.
Mm-hmm.
Now you've got these kids routinely doing triple jumps. And this is, again, where the area of getting these balance systems to optimum value. You know, the last Olympics with Simone Biles, she had the twisties, right?
I could have fixed that.
Right. I knew that. Absolutely. And I'm sure if it happened again, they would be able to understand that your methodology is one of the important things to look at. I would see your demonstrations with these young skaters and young athletes or older athletes or Navy SEALs or some of these pro teams understanding enhanced performance, make a difference in balance or reaction time. It's all brain-oriented. And this is why we're making this commercial for you.
I so appreciate it. Thank you, Dr. Bob. Thank you.
it's my pleasure. Again, if you know, the three big words on the sports, Dr. Sheeler, or three big areas, awareness is number one, education is number two, and action is number three. And the awareness of these systems, how important they are, whether you're 3 or 83, and the education, whether it's the trainers or the doctors or the physical therapists to tune in, the concussion world to tune into this, and then the action individuals, I think, again, is the other area where we can stimulate some real interest. And you are making available for physical therapy systems and or schools the units you use, right?
Right, and we're teaming up with all these other great companies. Almost all our projects are team-ups, and that's where we think we can help more people. And
you want to mention any of them? You want to mention any of your cohorts briefly?
Yeah, like, you know, we've got NeuroTracker. Oh, my gosh, those guys are decades ahead of everybody. And they do a ton in European soccer. Brilliant. Brilliant, you know. We've got NeuroTracker and Maverick and DynaVision, and we've got my favorite balance mat is that BodyTrax mat. You know,
yes, excellent. I knew the time. Why did I know the time was going to fly by with you, Sheeler?
So
give us again the website people could find out about you and your work, vestibular.
Perfect. SpinYourBrain.com.
SpinYourBrain.com. Sheeler Thielen, creator
Thank
of
you.
All this action. And we'll be right back. Sheeler, hold on. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, the Sports Doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together 8 different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. Welcome back. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. I want to welcome Dr. Sarah Mishaw. She is a clinical psychologist. She is an addiction and codependency specialist. She's also an author and YouTuber. Dr. Sarah, it's Dr. Bob. Welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you so much, Dr. Bob. It's really great to be here. Very happy to be here.
Give us some background on yourself and your world of codependency and addiction.
Yeah, I mean, I just celebrated 40 years of sobriety from alcohol and cocaine. So I got sober when I was 24 years old. So I have a lot of experience with helping folks in recovery. And then I went back to school and got my doctorate. And then I've just worked with people in addiction for 30 years. The trouble is I had a couple of crashes with codependency during that time. And I thought to myself, if I struggle with codependency and I'm supposed to be the expert, then everybody's struggling with codependency. So that's why I wrote the book.
Yes. Now, give us a definition of codependency.
All right. I knew you were going to ask me this. There are a bunch of definitions. The simplest definition I use is basically a loss of self, meaning we dismiss our own needs, our own wants, and we're much more focused on what somebody else wants, needs, thinks, or feels. So when you think about, I was thinking about athletes a lot lately. And
hey, sports parents.
Yes, I mean, because I think a lot of kids, and I mean, we're going to talk a lot about this, but if you grew up and you're not that great at a sport, perhaps, but you think your parents want you to be great in a sport, then you may repress this side of you that, you know, doesn't want to do it because you're worried about how your parents feel and if they're going to love you or not. And that discrepancy, that, you know, where that splits and you start dismissing yourself really affects people in the long run.
It's part of the, you know, we talk a lot on the Sports Doctor for decades. They call it the mental game, whether I'm talking to sports psychologists, whether I'm talking to mental trainers, whether I'm talking to trainers of champions, or whether we're dealing with all sorts of the clinical side of the youth athletic world, whether it's the coaches, whether it's the kids, whether it's the parents. And these interactions, and again, on the other side of your expertise, you know, the pain addiction, everybody's very, very aware of the pain pill nightmare we've lived for decades in this country, including the dependency many times in youth sports on over-the-counter pain medicine.
Oh, I bet.
Because over-scheduling, overuse, overdoing everything. So educating.
You're speaking my language.
Well, that's why we want to help educate, whether it's the coaches and or the parents or the kids themselves, where the situation, you know, addiction, one of the biggest problems in society, whether it's alcohol and or drugs, is addiction. And how are we doing in that world, Dr. Sarah?
Well, we're not doing that well. I mean, well, you already know about the pain epidemic and the pain, the fentanyl issue. I mean, the over 100,000 deaths last year. The thing is, it's not just pain meds. I mean, alcoholism, there was 160 or 170,000 deaths from alcoholism last year.
Yeah.
And when I was doing some research on athletes, I mean, alcohol is the number one substance that they abuse. I mean, of course, then if you're an athlete and you get an injury, for example, and then you need to perform, then you can get the opiates on board. So athletes, I think, are a very vulnerable population.
Big time.
Substance
abuse. Yes. Don't you understand, Dr. Weil? My daughter's got to play next week. Her knees are killing her.
Oh, my God.
Yes. But that's why last week I had a guest on, Joe Tur, the developer of Go Brewing. It's a non-alcoholic beer world. And the whole idea of having an exciting, good time, whatever, but the idea of going into the world of non-alcoholic, but I agree with you, in the world of athletics, it's such a big, big deal. And I think awareness is one of the areas that you're all about, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, awareness, I think, yeah, I mean, what person, in fact, when I was doing some research, it says, like, you know, coaches and athletes and systems and colleges, I think they have awareness. But I think the codependency piece comes in when, if you don't know addiction and you don't know that addicts lie, then you're in big trouble, because most kids are not necessarily going to tell you the truth. If you say, hey, you seemed a little out of it at the game the other day, they're going to be crippled by their own fear of what people think, or not performing, or not getting into the school they want, or whatever. So there's a lot of people around athletes that would be the codependent people, the people that are afraid to speak up to them, are afraid to see what they're seeing, are afraid to confront them. And that keeps the cycle going. I mean, around every addict are plenty of codependents.
What do you mean you're still injured? I've had you in physical therapy to five doctors. You know, suck it up.
Oh.
I guess that's why you the title of your book, Co-Crazy.
It's Co-Crazy, yes.
Or your YouTube, Leaving Crazy Town.
Yeah.
I noticed the word crazy in both those titles.
Right. And I mean, you know, some people have trouble with the word crazy, but the reason I use the word crazy is because my patients coming in, when they had relationship troubles, that's how they felt. They felt crazy. I mean, if you're living with someone with a substance abuse problem and every night you ask them, geez, are you drinking? And they say no, but they're wasted. You're going to start thinking you're crazy, right? And it's the same with any relational dynamic. If someone is not being honest with you or telling you the truth because they have some kind of problem, the partner starts to feel like, am I losing my mind here? Am I actually seeing reality? And that's why the solution to codependency, which is very counterintuitive, is to take the focus off of the person you're trying to fix or change or save, and put the focus on you and see how you can take care of yourself and get in touch with what you're doing. Because a lot of the codependency and addiction as well, both of these issues are ways to escape from yourself. If I'm an addict, I'm escaping from myself through a substance. But if I'm a codependent, I'm escaping from myself through focusing on other people. So both have problems.
How's the world of social media contributed to all this time? Is it times 100 or is it times 1,000?
Well, I've been watching some of your videos, and I'm in the same camp as you. The problem is, if the definition of codependency is, I'm only okay when the world responds to me in a particular way, then think about that. In fact, a reporter said to me she wanted to write an article on social media and the codependent fallout, because you're basically saying you're only okay unless I have 30 likes, unless I have people following me, unless the world is telling me I'm okay. And we need to feel okay from ourselves, from our own self-esteem, from our own esteemable acts, from our own feelings about ourselves, not from the external world. And that's trouble with athletes as well, because athletes, in fact, I got to tell you a quick thing. This morning I was with a friend of mine, and he said, and he's in his 60s, and he said when he was little, he wasn't an athlete. But when he hit his first home run at a Little League baseball game and scored and was very successful, and the next day at school, all these kids were telling him how great he did, he said he never felt anything like that before. So again, suddenly his self-esteem is based on, oh my gosh, I'm getting all these accolades. I'm getting this feedback from the outside world that I'm okay. But the problem with that is that comes and goes. Not everybody's going to like you all the time. We can't base our feelings about ourselves based on what other people think. But that's social media. That's the component of social media, right?
Well, there's no doubt about it. And again, the reason I co-authored the book, Hashtag Hey Sports Parents,
yes,
with Hall of Fame volleyballer and college professor Sharkey Zartman, was the epidemic, everybody, in capital letters, the epidemic of youth sports overuse injuries, both physical and mental.
Yeah.
Again, whether it's the pressure to play or the overscheduling or the, again, the my famous late great sports psychologist friend Jim Vickery shared the radio with me in the 90s. And I would drag him along to all the lectures we give to parents or whatever on sports medicine. And his favorite term initially for parents, sports parents, was don't be a critic. He said, just don't be a critic. But the idea of these pressures, and they do lead to all of these kinds of problems.
Yes.
And again, it becomes very, very multiplied. So in the world of whether it's professional athletes or the high school athletes, et cetera, we see all of these kinds of pressures, which many times lead to these addiction side of things. And I'll ask you more about that when we come back. We're talking to Dr. Sarah McCaudle, did I pronounce it right? Mika. I'm going to get it right before we're done. I'll be right back, everybody.
All right. Doctor.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Nature's medicine for modern living. A people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world. And hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.health, reconnecting people and plants.
Introducing Hurdle Apparel Socks. Are you ready to step up your sock game? Hurdle Socks go above and beyond by adding unrivaled support and cushioning with their new Matrix support technology. By using an incredibly thin, anti-odor, anti-perspiration, shock-absorbing web or matrix that's incorporated in between the fibers of their socks, Hurdle is introducing the first socks with an internal structure to support your feet. There is an immediate difference as soon as you wear them in terms of cushioning and support. Walk on and walk easy with Hurdle socks. Go to hurdleapparel.com.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey everybody, welcome back. It's the Sports Doctor. We're talking the mental game. From addiction and codependency and all of these stresses and strains, parents, coaches, young kids, with clinical psychologist Dr. Sarah Mika. And Dr. Sarah, we were right before the break, again, we're talking about how we start seeing problems sometimes even earlier and earlier when we have these high-pressure youth sports with everybody in the family and family dynamics. It might be the parents of a young, talented 12-year-old tennis player who's playing 10 days a week and is dealing with needing to take two Advil every day because her shoulders are killing her. So the education of these kinds of concerns, you know, multiplied by 1,000, like you had mentioned, in the whole challenges of social media, do you find that the schools, pediatricians, others are becoming, in the world of education, more and more aware of paying attention, you know, whether it's the challenged young kid, whether it's an autistic child, whether it's any of these labels on these kids? How's the educational system and the medical system catching up to the awareness of how prevalent some of this stuff is?
Right. Well, I think especially now, Dr. Bob, I mean, you've heard all the statistics about post-COVID. So I do think because of the
crushing blows of the mental health decline with kids after COVID, I think there's more and more attention being paid to kids' mental health and their anxiety and their depression and how they can cope and helping them with coping skills. I mean, you know,
it yes, is it's Mental Health Month, isn't it, or am I wrong?
I believe it is Mental Health Month. You're right.
Raise and a glass of water. Raise a glass of water.
Absolutely. I mean, it's so important. And I mean, I have a 23-year-old, and what he tells me about his generation, and the good news is they are talking about it. I mean, they talk about it on their social media accounts. They talk about their moods. They talk about their struggles. And
that's
I do believe that's helpful.
Dr. Sarah, what's the best site people to find out about you, your book, YouTube? What's the best site?
Well, please just I have a website, drsarahmichaud.com, and there's my email on that site and all the podcasts I've done and information about me, and you can order the book and also links to my YouTube channel, which is called Leaving Crazy Town. And the title comes from basically the tools that are in my book, and they're titled Leaving Crazy Town. So
give us
my
some
friend,
tools. Yes. Give us some tools.
Well, I mean, the most important tool, literally, to heal from codependency is to stop. Because most people that are codependent are overfunctioning, are in fear, are overperforming. And they're not connected to themselves, their internal feeling states. They're not connected to others. They're just in fear, and their behaviors are out of the fear.
A tremendous amount of people, they don't know what the heck codependency is. They don't know what it means.
No, I know. That is why I wrote the book and why I'm so passionate, because I think it's so funny you say that, and I'm topic jumping for a second, but I brought a couple of books to my dentist's office the other day, and there were five women in the office, and they all said to me, oh, we're not codependent. And then I had them read a couple of pages, and after the couple of pages, they were all codependent. I mean, if you're a woman on the planet, you most likely were brought up to be codependent, to kind of dismiss yourself and focus on other
now,
people.
There
that
are,
may be how
there are, right. There are some good things that go into that. In some
yes,
way, shape, or form?
Yeah.
Okay, give us some other bullets.
Yeah, so the bullet I would say is start to check in with, what am I actually feeling today? Can I even identify a feeling state? Have I taken a break? Am I in four sports and I haven't slept in a week? I mean, because I was going to get into the parents too, but the kids themselves, I think, become so detached from what's going on inside that they don't even know. Are they exhausted? Am I overstressed? Have I just taken 10 Advil for an ankle that I haven't gone to see the doctor yet? I mean, it's really about, and you talk about meditation, it's about starting to notice, what am I thinking and feeling, rather than what is my mother or father or coach thinking or feeling, and what do they need? Because parents, and I often say this about parents, and it sounds so simplistic, but parenting is about the parents. It's not about your child. You bring your entire history, your own childhood, your own experience as a kid to your parenting. And the problem I see with some of my patients who are parents is that they're pushing their kids out of their own fear or their own history or their own lack of self-esteem to be something that they could never be. And they have them in, you know, I had one patient had their kid in four sports in a season. I thought it was insane. And she's driving, you know, from this place to that. And I said to her, when is she doing her homework? I mean, at 11 o'clock at night? But it was very clear to me that it was about the mom. It wasn't about the child. And the problem with the kids is they want to make their parents happy. So it's very hard for them to say, geez, I don't feel good today. And what started happening in that situation is the kid started injuring herself. And I often wondered, was she injuring herself either on purpose to get out of some of this? She would be sick all of a sudden, because there has to be a way, if someone doesn't have their voice, to say what they need. And they may be saying it in a different way.
Well, one of the big reasons that we're on the Sports Doctor is these three specific areas. And one is awareness. Whatever we're talking about, of the fact and being aware of what this particular topic is, this whole mental side of things, education, learning about whether it's the tools, what could be done, what are some of the assets that can be obtained. And then three is some sort of action. You said, you just said it. You said number one is stop.
Yeah.
Which is to, hey, man. Now, so the whole area of rest and recovery for all of us, whether you're a superstar or a grandmother or you're one of these kids, again, the idea of trying to slow down on social media seems to have speeded us up, let alone COVID, to a unbelievable level of being on edge.
Right.
And that's without politics. That's without politics.
Oh, my gosh. And the I think the kids on social media, they're always comparing themselves to other people. And there's a great saying, I can't remember where I heard it, but comparison kills joy. And if you're always comparing yourself, and most of the time if you're trying to strive to be better, you're kind of come out less than.
I
and
tell you, Sarah, I knew the time would fly with you. I knew the time would fly.
Oh, give my gosh. Quick, all right.
Give us again the site people could find out about you and your work in the books.
Okay, drsarahmichaud.com is my website. I also write for a magazine called The Sober Curator, so you can find articles I've written on parenting and other topics at that site. And my YouTube channel is Leaving Crazy Town, so go check it out and subscribe.
Good luck to all of us. Yes, Dr. Sarah, hold on. We'll be right back, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor.
The station that makes you feel good.
Introducing Hurdle Apparel Socks. Are you ready to step up your sock game? Hurdle Socks go above and beyond by adding unrivaled support and cushioning with their new Matrix support technology. By using an incredibly thin, anti-odor, anti-perspiration, shock-absorbing web or matrix that's incorporated in between the fibers of their socks, Hurdle is introducing the first socks with an internal structure to support your feet. There is an immediate difference as soon as you wear them in terms of cushioning and support. Walk on and walk easy with Hurdle socks. Go to hurdleapparel.com.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, aunt and deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
Hey everybody, we are back with the Sports Doctor Is In segment where we preview some upcoming guests and topics. We add a little Dr. Bob wisdom into the mix, answer a few emails. Great shows coming up. Next week, Dr. Gary Sprouse, the whole world of stress, its effects, and some of the different ways of dealing with it. Again, whether you're a superstar or a grandma, we're dealing with this topic all the time, whether it's enhancing performance, preventing problems. Again, big part of the mental game. Hillary Loftus, she's the education director, Help Our Wounded, the whole world of hyperbaric oxygen, her specific attention to dealing with these young athletes in concussion, dealing with concussion awareness, and she'll be returning. Also, with the world of tennis ramping up, Roland Garros, the French Open, Wimbledon this summer, one of our favorite coaches of the juniors and running that great tennis academy in North Carolina, Tim O'Halligan will be returning. So again, some great topics, some great guests coming up. We'll probably have also a few different personal trainers, physical therapists mixed in. I think Jim George with his Chicagoland area of physical therapy clinics will be joining us also sometime in June. We're working on the website being revamped, sportsdoctorradio.com. So it's probably going to be a little bit of time, a couple of weeks, till we get back in action with all sorts of mixtures of some great old stuff, as well as some new areas regarding the whole world of the sports doctor. It's a little bit of Dr. Bob wisdom. Work on balance. Funny, what a theme of the show today, whether it was the physical side, the vestibular product, figure skating coach, Sheila, or it was this whole mental side, clinical psychologist, and dealing with the areas of balance in life with Dr. Sarah, balance physically in sports. And again, what's interesting also is the huge amount of attention in seniors and super seniors and fall prevention has become a very, very big area, specifically in physical therapy and in personal training. And in my book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, as many of you know, there is a chapter on two essential exercises you want to add for your young athlete. One of them is strengthening your feet and ankles. The other one, again, is working balance, whether you're standing on one foot, whether you're standing on tilt boards, whether you're balancing on a mini trampoline, on cushion boards, on the great sand dune stepper. This is something for all sports and or, again, physical wellness. As we age, the challenges of getting up and down in a chair, all of these things, we need to be paying attention. Whatever other exercise that we're doing, whether you go to the gym, whether you're in yoga, whether you're playing pickleball, whatever it happens to be, you're a walker, jogger, you want to include strengthening and working balance and stability for your whole lower extremity. Some emails. Ellen says, my 12-year-old daughter is a serious figure skater. She does double jumps. She's having problems with these bumps underneath her inside ankles in the arch area. You know, Ellen, this is one of the most common things we see in young figure skaters who excessively collapse. Excessive pronation often is part of the lowering of the arch excessively and the rubbing of that particular bone against the boot where we have a pressure and an actual thickening of that bony area of the cuboid and causing problems. So many times, Ellen, what you want to be doing is you want to get together with her bootmaker, make sure they punch out that area where the bumps are. Sometimes we'll pad around them. And also, very importantly, consult with a podiatrist, ideally a sports podiatrist. I've been putting orthotics in figure skates for decades for this problem alone. Slow down that motion, stop the rubbing. The main tendon, one of the main tendons in the ankle, runs down the bottom of the leg and runs right underneath that particular bony area. And when that tendon is rubbing back and forth, it causes even more irritation. Orthotics can control all of that motion besides strengthening of the foot and ankle that we were just talking about. Frank says, my 14-year-old daughter is a club volleyball player, and she's been dealing on and off with what they call jumper's knee tendonitis, patella tendonitis, going on 3 seasons. We've been to various doctors. There's no fracture. And, you know, Frank, pay attention to your daughter's feet. I've been putting orthotics in volleyballer shoes, again, for decades, with women with knee trouble. Half the athletes I've seen over the years in adolescent age, girls, are knee trouble. I'm a foot specialist. The role of orthotics, girls, as they mature, they go through puberty, there's a widening of the hips, there's a difference in the angle down to the knee between the thigh bone and that particular knee tendon called the Q angle. Imagine a knock-kneed individual, pressure rolling in on those knees. Orthotics are magic for these situations. Often this is missed because if the feet don't hurt, the therapist and or the orthopedist is not looking at her feet, not paying attention to what type of volleyball shoe she might be in. So this is something you want to pay big attention to. The role of orthotics, very, very successful, combined with all these other things you've already done. Again, the book, popular bestseller, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, paying attention to so many different areas of being in the world of youth parents. I want to mention also our monthly segment of the popular TV show, Run With It. Christine Blanchet is the host. She's been a frequent guest on The Sports Doctor. And once a month, we have a Sports Doctor Is In segment. And last month, we were talking about the shoe selection, the importance of what goes into proper shoe selection, regardless of what your sport happens to be. We've spoken often about running-related overuse injuries. After all, the name of the show is Run With It, and she's talking about all different areas of trying to stay out of trouble. Christine was a competitive runner herself. I think she still probably runs 40, 50 miles a week. You can feel free to, again, check out the bbsradio.com/ The Sports Doctor. If you go to archives, you can go back over the past few years. Who were the guests? What were the topics? Listen to whatever you would like. Is something that we have more and more people very, very excited with. I'll let you know when the website is back up. Again, a lot of times people don't realize the topics. I call it the umbrella of guest topics we include on The Sports Doctor is much, much broader than many people think is specifically a sports show. So whether we're talking nutrition, a couple of weeks ago we had a sports pharmacist. We wrote an article for her magazine, Sports Pharmacy, where we talk on so many different topics, parenting, high-performance training, common overuse injuries in youth sports. A couple of weeks ago, we had our colleague, Joel Franco. Joel is the founder and producer of the upcoming documentary, Where Our Children Play, The Challenge of Youth Sports. Joel's a sports dad. So he jumped in up to his ears in the whole area of sports parenting and some of the challenges we see. And, of course, injuries are one of the biggest ones. So lots of different topics, lots of different areas. As everybody knows, following the live show, we go across the pond the following week with the famous UK Health Radio, the largest health radio station, I think, worldwide. So thanks, everybody. We will catch you next week. It's The Sports Doctor.